This is Ethically Speaking.
Here's the scenario. Two wealthy people wish to donate funds for swimming pools at two local high schools. One wishes to make the donation because, hey, it's where she went to school, and she wants to give something back.
The other donor is a wealthy business owner who wants to create some goodwill in town. You see, he is going to seek some radical changes to a local zoning ordinance and thinks the donation will get him favorable treatment by the city and its citizens. Two schools get pools. Is there a difference between these two donations?
If you just consider the consequences of each donor's action, then both deserve equal praise. After all, two schools got pools. But the donor's intentions are a world apart. The first donor wants to do something good for others, and the other donor wants to do something good for himself.
One way to judge ethics is by looking at the consequence of an action. If the result is good, then so is the act. But another way of judging ethics is by looking at the intent. It's not about the swimming pool. It is about the woman's intent to do something good for the school. Thus, a person of modest means who contributes her time coaching the swim team may deserve just as much praise as the woman who donates the pool, when both are acting from a desire to give something to the school and its students.
So the interesting question, ethically speaking, is whether it's important for someone to do the right thing for the right reasons, or is it enough that people do the right thing? If you judge ethics by intent, then having the right reasons really does matter. If you're judging ethics by consequence, then doing the right thing is good enough.
Whatever the reason, donate your thoughts at ethicallyspeaking.org. We're Dean Ritz and Denny Elliott for Ethically Speaking, a co-production of the University of Montana and the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. Music by Eric Hutchins.